Welcome to our Sunday night Bible study tonight. I want to welcome everybody that's here tonight and pray that you have come with an open heart and open mind so that we might study God's Word, because we've got a very important study tonight. We want to talk about five sins most Christians sweep under the rug. Sadly, it is common for Christians to sweep sins under the rug by rationalizing that sin is not that bad. Sins can easily be swept under the rug. Even though it is common to sweep sins under the rug, we should not do that. God knows every sin we commit, and nothing ever escapes His ears when we do. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, chapter 32. We're going to read one verse, which we're going to take and use to prove this point. Numbers chapter 32, let's read verse 23, if you'll stand with me. But if you will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day. We thank you, Lord, for tonight, those that are here. We thank you, God, for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon this church and the people in it. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us this message to show, Lord, we cannot sweep our sins under the rug. We must confess our sins to you. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. God tells us that if we confess our sins, He will forgive us. So never try to hide your sin and sweep it under the rug, because God will find that sin out and hold you accountable and chastise you for not repenting of that sin. We want to talk about five sins most Christians sweep under the rug. The first sin is pride. Now, God hates pride. The first sin that is most common to be swept under the rug is pride. As the biblical definition, pride includes ideals of arrogance, cynical insensitivity to the needs of others, and presumption. Pride is both a disposition, attitude, and type of conduct. In our modern-day society, pride is pervasive and even praised. Social media is the main avenue of pride for many individuals, including Christians. Pride can also be promoted through one's appearance, accomplishments, and social status. I heard a pastor say the other day that he had grown the church. We know he is being prideful, and God will hold him accountable for that. He does not grow the church. The Bible says, if we water the seed and sow the seed, God gives the increase. So no pastor grows the church. Even though he may get out, witness, and tell people about Jesus and invite people to church, it is not him that grows the church. It is God that is growing the church. So this pride, God will hold him accountable. Pride can also be promoted through the appearance of one's person when they dress in a suit to come to church. That pride is not one God overlooks. It can also be our accomplishments of gaining status in our jobs and our social status in saying we are better than anybody else. When an individual becomes prideful, it can be effortless to slip into the practice of snobbery. While it is good to be confident in yourself, being prideful is a sin. Throughout the Old Testament book of Proverbs, much is written about the sin of pride and its dangers. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 2 warns us, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Likewise, Proverbs 16, verse 5, is convincing as it tells us, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. So we see by these two passages that God hates a prideful heart and prideful persons in his life. God hates pride. Even the book of Proverbs tells us that that's one thing that God hates. God hates a prideful person. In addition to the Old Testament, the New Testament also talks about the dangers of pride. James 4, verse 6 says this, "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but give grace unto the humble." The Apostle Paul also tells us, "Be of the same mind one towards another, mind not high things, but condescending to men of low estate, be not wise in your own conceits." In all these scripture passages, we are told not to be prideful. Throughout our daily life, we need to take this truth to heart. Even though mainstream society promotes pride as being a good thing, we are doing right by choosing to be humble in the sight of God rather than be prideful. This is a sin that many Christians will try to sweep under the rug. That sin of pride. They're prideful for their kids achieving great things in sports. They're prideful for the job they have and the status they built. They get prideful because they have a prominent place in church. Many Christians are prideful today. And my friend, pride is not something we should hide under a rug, but if you're being prideful, you need to confess it to God. The second sin that many Christians sweep under a rug is gossiping. And I know we don't have that much gossiping going on in our church, but in many churches I have pastored throughout the years, I have seen people gossip about their pastor, gossip about other people, gossip about the less fortunate, gossip about everyone around them. So gossip is a terrible sin that we should not try to sweep under the rug. Gossip is extremely prevalent in our modern day society. Tabloid headlines, internet articles, and social media are saturated with the latest gossip. Sadly, even in our church culture, gossip is common. Christians tend to sweep the sin of gossip under the rug because gossip tends to be masked as caring for the other person or looking out for the person of interest when it is not doing so. Gossip is never okay. If you have been the victim of gossip, you know how unpleasant and horrible it is to feel to be the subject of mockery, hurt, and lies. If you know people who gossip, it is best not to associate with them. In fact, if your friends gossip about the people with you, they are probably gossiping about you behind your back. This sin reflects the nature of their heart, which can only be changed by God. No tearing down others, yourself likely included, to find their worth. Don't spend time with gossipers, and don't be a gossiper. The Bible tells us, "He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." Similarly, Scripture says this, "The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the uttermost parts of the belly." Gossip has no place in a believer's life. As Christians, we don't need to sweep this sin under the rug and act like it is no big deal. gossiping is a big deal and can do much harm to others' worth and perceived value. So my friend, if you often gossip about others, if you are one that is called a talebearer in Scripture, or in other words, a gossiper, you have the pastor for lunch when you go out to eat, or when you talk about other church members. Don't associate with those people. Get away from them, because gossip is no part of a Christian. Gossip should not be done among Christian circles. Gossiping about people. If you got a problem with somebody, go tell them one-on-one. If you got a problem with your pastor, go tell him one-on-one. Don't gossip behind his back. Don't gossip behind a church member's back. If you got a problem with them, go tell them. The Bible says go speak to them face to face. Work your problems out. Do the right thing, which is tell that person that you have a problem with them. Tell them that you've done something that you don't approve of. Tell them that you have seen them do something that's a sin. Don't gossip about them behind their back. Now, the third sin that we try to sweep under a rug is the sin of lying. It is common, even among Christians, to tell lies, or what we call white lies, little white lies. I've seen, over my years of ministry, I've seen more and more Christians that will lie, and they'll say it's just a little white lie. It's not important. It's not something that we can call a big lie. It is just a little white lie. Now, whether something is a white lie, a fib, or a big lie, all are lies and all are sins. God warns us against lying throughout the Bible. Scripture tells us that God hates a lying person. It says this, "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look," that takes us back to the subject of trying to hide pride. God hates a proud look. Secondly, God hates a lying tongue. And if God hates it, it must be bad. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness. There's lying again. God hates this. A false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. This is something that God hates. Because anytime you're spreading lies, you're causing discord among people in the church. And this is something God hates. Lying is an absolute abomination to the Lord. Scripture says lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. There are no little lies or white lies that won't hurt somebody. The Bible tells us that Satan is the father of all lies. So, what are you doing when you're lying about somebody? What do you do when you're lying about someone, no matter what the cause is? You're following Satan, because Satan is the father of all lies. Listen, the Bible tells us that Satan is the father of lies. All believers, we are the children of God, not of the devil. Since we are children of God, we need to tell the truth always and be honest with everybody. Lying will only lead you to tearing down the road of sin and taking that dark, dark road into sin. So, my friend, never tell a white lie. Never lie about anybody. Always be honest in your business dealings, in your church, anywhere you go. Be honest with everybody, because sin of lying will not be overlooked by God, even if you try to sweep it under a rug. Remember what the Bible said? Your sin will find you out. God knows every sin we commit. God is aware of every time we lie, every time we have a prideful heart, every time we do the things that are not pleasing to God, whether it's gossip, whether it is prideful heart, and whether it is lying. All these sins will lead you down the dark road of sin, and there is no return unless you confess your sins to God. The fourth sin we try to sweep under a rug is profanity. In modern culture, it is seen as cool to use profanity. Even Christian circles are sprinkled with watered-down ideals of profanity's danger, such as, I love Jesus, but I cuss just a little bit. I use a little bit of cuss word. I've heard Christians say, that just slipped out. That just came out. Let me tell you something, my friend. Sin of using cuss words is an awful sin. God hates that. That is one of the things God hates. God hates doing that among Christian brothers, and He hates it even more when we do it out in public. Whether walking down the street or listening to mainstream music, you're bound to come across profanity. Even if profanity is seen as cool or in modern culture, as Christians, we do not need to use curse words. The Bible tells us to keep our tongues from evil. This means that we do not need to speak evil, such as using curse words. Profanity is never used in a positive manner, as these words are normally used when someone is upset or angry, although nowadays they tend to be used in everyday conversation. They're always meant to tear somebody down. Despite profanity being accepted in the world as cool or fashionable, God calls us out of the world. The Lord calls us to follow His example and treat others kindly, not use profanity. Scripture urges us to let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it might minister grace unto the hearers. Now, I want to talk about that passage for just a minute. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. What does that mean? Let no cursing, let no gossip, let nothing come out of your mouth that tears people down, that causes hurt to people, that causes shame to people. Never use the curse word in everyday life. If you've gotten into the habit of using profanity, you can change that today. Ask God to help you, and He will. Using profanity can be a hard habit to break, but it is possible if you ask for God's help. And lastly, the fifth sin most Christians sweep under the rug is idol worship. Now, this is something that we need to talk about extensively, because many people will say, well, I don't worship an idol. I don't worship a gold idol like the Israelites did. I don't worship anything. But as we go through this, I want to show you that idols can be a lot of things other than a statue setting up that you pray to. In the Old Testament, idolatry focused on carved idols that the people would worship. However, in our modern day society, idols are much different and often subtle. While we don't have carved images or statue of idols, we tend to idolize celebrities, people in our lives, and our profession. Anything that we place above God becomes an idol in our life. Even good things can become idols in our lives if we let them, such as our spouses, family members, friends, children, sports, and many other things. We make everything an idol when we put anything before the worship of God. When we put anything before God Almighty and His kingdom, that is an idol. As Christian, God needs to be number one in our life. Christians tend to sweep the sin of idolatry under the rug because it has been normalized within society. To adore a celebrity, or even among Christian circles, it has become normalized to worship your spouse. The only person we need to worship is the Lord, nobody or nothing else. Leviticus 26, verse 1 tells us this: "You shall make you no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God." Now, think about this. Anything we put before God is considered an idol. Anything we bring that takes God's place in our life is an idol. If you work on Sunday instead of going to church, that is your idol. Now, there are many people that have to work on Sunday, and I'm not talking about those. But many people will miss church to go fishing, to work out in the fields, and to do other things. Anytime you put anything before God, it is an idol. Anytime you put anything before God, it is an idol. Many people will miss Wednesday night Bible study because they take their children to a baseball practice or a baseball game. Let me tell you, if you do that, you're putting that as your idol. Never put anything before God. The Apostle John also tells us, "Dear children, keep yourself from idols. Instead of worshiping people, things, and ourselves, we need to worship God alone." Lastly, I want to talk about confession to God. If you have swept any of these sins under the rug that we've talked about tonight, strive to confess your sins to God instead of rationalizing them. God will forgive you of your sins if you truly ask for His forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 encourages us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Turn to God, ask for His forgiveness, and walk in the freedom of His forgiveness. You will experience true growth as a Christian when you choose to confess your sins and repent rather than sweep your sins under a rug. The Lord loves you, and He will forgive you of any sin. So stop sweeping those minor sins, or what we call minor, the sin of pride. We talked about that. The sin of gossip. We talked about that. The sin of lying, we talked about that. The sin of profanity, we talked about that. And the sin of idolatry, we talked about that. All these sins, stop sweeping those minor sins under the rug. For God says, your sins will find you out. And let me tell you, my friend, if you don't confess your sins, chastisement soon will follow. This, my friend, I want you to take this lesson tonight, use it in your daily life, because I don't want any of you to suffer God's chastisement. Those sins that we've talked about tonight might seem small to you. They might seem not important. The sin of pride. Many people will say, well, I'm not prideful. I'm not prideful. I'm just proud. Well, proudness leads to pride. And the sin of gossip. I know we don't have a problem with gossip in our church, but in many churches and out in the world, we gossip without even thinking about it. We talk about people. And the sin of lying. I can't tell you how many Christians I run into on a daily basis that will say this, well, it's just a little white lie. It's just a little white lie. Let me tell you something, my friend. There is no little white lie in the eyes of God. A lie is a lie. Whether it's a white lie, a fib, or a big lie, all are lies and all are sins according to God. God hates people that lie. Remember what we talked about? These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. This, my friend, is a very serious sin that many Christians try to sweep under the rug. And profanity. My friend, profanity. Many Christians will say, well, that it slipped out. This is something I try to break myself, but this just slips out. Don't let any corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. The Bible is very clear. Because God's chastisement will soon come upon your life. And never, I want to stress this, never set anything up before God. Never put your family before God. Never put your job before God. Never put anything before God, because anything that you put before God is an idol. And God hates idolatry. He says, don't put anything before me. Put me first in your life. Seek me first and only me first. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to come tonight to study your word. We pray, Father, that all these sins that we've talked about tonight, Lord, if we have any one of them in our lives, that we may come to the altar tonight and confess those sins. Lord, help us be a church that looks to you, that always is honest with people, always puts you first in our life, that does not use profanity, that does not be prideful. Help us to live a life of humbleness. Help us to live a life of purity. And be with us, Lord, as we leave this place tonight, that we may go out these doors and be a shining light for you. For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen.